Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to give my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always wonderful to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and iHeartRadio and a whole lot of other funny sounding places, so you can listen online on just about any device you carry. And if you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today, and as we always do, it would be my great honor and my great joy to pray for you. Father, my kind, loving Father, I pray for all who hear these words today, and not only them, but all the ones they love, and all the ones that the ones they love love, for every situation in all of their lives, that it would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Let your abounding love and grace flow through their lives until everything is just a dream come true. And this I pray because of your Christ, my Savior, my Lord, Jesus the Wonderful. Amen. The message today is called Feast on Me. We begin in John chapter 15, verse 1, where Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As I was praying today, these verses came to me, and I pondered them for a few moments, and then I looked them up and I read them over and over. I knew that my Savior wanted to teach me something about these verses. So I listened, and he began to speak, and I began to write, and here are his words. He said, My beloved ones, what are you eating and drinking? Are you feeding on the life that comes from me, or the death that comes from the world? You may not know it, but what you ponder on is what you are eating. If your focus is on the inside, where my spirit is a well springing up to eternal life, then you will be full of me. If your focus is on the world and all of its problems, you will be weak and you will suffer. I am the vine, and all you could ever need is supplied by me. Just as a branch feeds on the resources that flow from the vine to the branch, so you can feed from me. I tell you these things so that you don't worry. There is a place in me where you already dwell, but you are not aware of it. I have food that is not of your world, and drink that is not of your world. I have provision that does not come from your world, and all these things are available if you only believe. Once you realize you are complete in me, and you need no outside source for anything, then you can be at peace and not worry about the price of bread or the cost of living. For those of you who are willing to believe and walk with me into this revelation, there comes a day when you will laugh at yourselves because you were bogged down in the economics of the world. My loved ones, I am all you need, and I want you to believe and rely upon me. I don't want you in fear because I love you. How many of you who have children remember holding them in your arms when they were afraid until they fell asleep in your lap? This is how I want you to feel about me. If you're afraid, just focus on me until you find your peace again. You are in this world, but you're not of the physical realm. The first man, Adam, was of the earth. The last Adam was the Lord from heaven, and you were born of this bloodline. You are flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. You are the kings that I am king of, and the lords that I am lord of. Those who would deceive you tell you that you were born in the first Adam and subject to all that was under the old covenants. This is not true. You were chosen in me before the foundation of the world, and you've only been separated from me by your thoughts. You were born free, but you have been enslaved by religion and the worldly system only in your minds. Remember what I told you before. I am the original torch, and your fire is the fire I lit you with, which was my own fire. This is why I told you that I am the light of the world. I also told you that you are the light of the world. I don't see separation when I look at you. I see you as an extension of myself. You were born a spirit from spirit. Spirit is not divided, it is only multiplied. I didn't have to take anything away from me when you were born of the Spirit. This is why in his letter to the Philippians, Paul told you to let this mind be in you that understands that saying you're my equal is not robbery. Saying anything else is a lie. We are one. Even in the physical realm, a child born is equal to his parents. Think about it this way. Those of you who have children understand this. Does the child serve the parent, or does the parent serve the child? When a child is born, do his parents immediately find things for him to do to make their life easy? No. They care for and serve the well-being of the child, even at the expense of their own lives. You are just as much the offspring of my Father as I am. I am the firstborn of many brethren. There is no Jew or Greek or male or female. There's no hierarchy here. You are all equal. I am the vine, and you are all branches. My Father prunes the branches so they will bear much fruit. This doesn't mean that he cuts people off and burns them. It means he cuts off the part of your life that calls you death. If you study the language carefully, you will see that where you read cut off, it originally says lifts up, as one would lift a branch up that was tangled in the weeds and put it back on the trellis so it could bear fruit. You are pruned by the words I speak to you. If you have things in your life that trouble you, then listen to my voice until they are taken away. If you want to bear fruit, all you have to do is stay connected to the vine. Don't go wandering off into the jungle. Keep your hearts and mind tuned into me and let my life flow through you. Remember, my lovely ones, you don't need anything external. Abide in me, which means to keep your attention on me at all times. Don't see me as an outside force, but see me as dwelling in you and you dwelling in me. Remember that you are a fire from your Father's fire, just as I am. Imagine that your fire and our fire are in the same place. Now no one can tell if it's you or me, or there is no difference. I am the light that lights every man that comes into the world. My children, if you will seek first my kingdom, then all the things you worry about will come to you supernaturally. My kingdom is within you. You are my temple. I dwell inside my temple. If you look outside yourselves for me, you are looking in the wrong place. If you pray to a God who is far away, then you are praying to an idol. Christ in you is the hope of glory, not Christ far away beyond the blue. The woman asked me where to worship, on this mountain or another mountain. And I told her that Father seeks those who worship in spirit and in truth. It's not a geographical location. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in the temple. Look for me inside where I dwell, and take your minds off the outside world. The power that created heaven and earth is inside you. What could you possibly be looking for outside? I worship my Father in my own heart and in my thoughts, and you should do the same. You are the branches, and I am so joyful that you are mine. My greatest desire is for you to awaken to the glorious beings that you are, and for you to lay aside every worry and fear. Feed on me. I am the true bread from heaven. I am your supply, and I am your answer. My life flows through you from inside out, not outside in. It is as easy as setting your hearts and mind to see me as the source of all things, then all you could ever dream of will come to you. Remember, my loved ones, you are my prize and my delight. I endured the agony and shame of the cross to clear your minds of guilt so you could come to me in faith. I didn't die because an angry father needs someone to punish. My father never forsook me. He was with me on that cross as I reconciled the whole universe to myself. He was there with me, not counting your sins against you. There is no list of the wrongs you have done. I died because the old covenant law demanded a sacrifice, and the conscience of man needed a place to rest blame. I took away the curse of the law, not the wrath of an angry father. My father wouldn't even forsake me when I became sin on that cross, and we will never forsake you. My sweet loved ones, you are my greatest desire. You are loved beyond anything you could ever imagine. I am your life source. I am your bread and your wine. Feast on me. This is the end of the words he gave me earlier today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.